Well, so we are picking up Emir Sashem on Tess on the Bay 9B, 16 lines down from the top. Mi Aminon in Choshishin. I'm sorry. Umi Aminon in Choshishin Shema Gira Cholda. So the Gemara says again, do we say that we're from based on Mishnah, that we're not concerned that maybe a weasel came and dragged away the chametz? We're saying, V'hakatani Seifa, look at the Seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah. Mashem Mishayer, Yaniyach Bitzina. Ultimately, whatever chametz you have left over, make sure that you put it away like in a secure place. Shelo Yeitzarech B'digacharov, in order that you shouldn't have to check again. Which indicates to us the fact that you have to put it in a secure place. Indicates to us that halacha lamaisa, so we are concerned that a weasel may come to drag it away. Amar Rabbi Elokashya, haba arba asar, habishlosha asar. So Gemara says, oh, different dates, right? The next Mishnah is talking about Erev Pesach. Our Mishnah is talking about the 13th of Nisan. What does this mean? Bishlosha asar, the shchiach rifta bakulubati. So ultimately, on the 13th of Nisan, where chametz is out everywhere, right? Therefore, again, lo mitzano. The weasel is not going to go ahead and hide any chametz, because again, chametz is easily accessible. But on the 14th, Erev Pesach, already where chametz is much less accessible, then halach lamaisa matzno. The weasel may come to store away some chametz. I don't understand. And is the weasel a prophet? That the weasel knows what date, what day of the month it is. So it knows if it's the 14th or if it's the 13th, if it needs to store away chametz. Rather, what it means is like this. Whatever chametz you leave over after the bedika, make sure to put it away in a secure way. Because again, in the event that we would see a weasel take it in front of us, that we would actually see it, then that would necessitate another bedika. But again, it's not that we're choshesh for a weasel just taking chametz, it's that if we were to see it, that ultimately, again, would require another bedika. Rav Mari says, Gzer Shema Yaniach, Esra V'yimtza Teisha. There's a different reason. The reason you have to go and you have to put away the rest of your chametz in a secure place is out of concern that you may leave out a certain number of pieces of bread ultimately for bedikas chametz. And halacha lemaisa again, and halacha lemaisa not find all of the pieces. Literally, you may go ahead and leave out 10, but you may only find 9. In that case, halacha lemaisa, you'd have to go ahead and search again out of concern that in that situation, indeed, the weasel took part of the chametz. The Gemara says as follows: Teisha tziburin shal matzah ve'echad shal chametz va'asa achbar v'shakol. So if you have 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz, and a mouse came and took a piece from one of the piles. Now you don't know which pile, and then brought it into a home that had already had bedika done on it. But you don't know, did it take matzah or did it take chametz? So the Gemara says, oh, hanuteisha chaniyos. Then this is similar to the case, ultimately again, of 9 stores. What's the case of 9 stores? We'll see in just a moment. The Gemara says, pirish. So ultimately, again, which means that if the piece itself separated from one of the piles, va'asa achbar v'shakal, and then the mouse came. In other words, if it wasn't the mouse that took it from the pile, but let's say again you had a pile, you had a piece that became separated from one of the piles, and then the mouse already took it after it was separated from the piles, haynu seifa. Then this is the same as the end of the braisa. Now, what's the case we're talking about? Tisanyo, teisha chaneyos kulam mochrim basar shchuta. If you have 9 stores, all of them sell kosher meat. V'achas mocheres basar nevela. One of them sells non-kosher meat, and then what happens? V'lakach me'achas man ve'ini odem me'ezem me'lakach. And you bought a piece of meat, but you don't remember which store you bought from. Then what's the halacha? Sfeiko aser. Ultimately, again, in this case, safek is aser. You can't eat the meat. Can't eat the meat. Now again, this is part of the halachic principle of kol deparish meruba parish. Ultimately, again, because in this case you went into the store, let me just tell you this outside and then we'll go through it inside. Essentially like this, if you find a piece of meat on the street, then halacha lemaisa, you go after the rof. We go after the majority, because we assume that piece of meat came from the majority. In this case, the majority is 9 stores that sell kosher meat. If you go into a store, because you went into the store, then that's the principle of kol kavua. Ultimately, you went into a fixed location. When you go into a fixed location, that evens the playing field and makes it a 50-50. Since it's a 50-50, you can't eat non-kosher meat, ultimately, again, out of doubt. So therefore, the Gemara says like this. Same thing with the chametz case, right? There's 9 piles of matzah, 1 pile of chametz. A mouse came and took it and brought it into the house, but you don't know which pile it took from. So the Gemara says, okay, so it depends. What's the case? If the piece was already separated from one of the piles and the mouse already took the pile, then again, that's no different than finding a piece of found meat or finding a piece of meat on the street, in which case we go after the majority and piece of meat would be kosher. So too, we go after the majority and the item that the mouse took would be matzah. So the Gemara says, however, on the other hand, Okay, so interesting enough, the Gemara says everything depends. If the mouse went into the pile, then ultimately, again, you'd have to assume that it's chametz. But if the mouse found some of the item detached from the pile, then ultimately that's called the parish meruba parish. Next, shnei tziburin, right? If you had two piles, echad shel matzah ve'echad shel chametz, one of matzah, one of chametz, v'lefneim shnei batim, and in front of the two piles are two homes. Echad baduk ve'echad she'ino baduk. So one of the homes had bedikas chametz done, one of the homes didn't have bedikas chametz done. And what happened? Echad shakol matzah ve'echad shakol chametz. I'm sorry. Va'asu shnei achbarim, two mice came. One took from matzah, one took from chametz. And now again, each mouse went into one of the homes, right? Each of them went into one. V'lo yadinan, hai lahai ayil v'hai lahai ayil. Now you don't know which house each mouse went into. So what's the halacha? Hainu shtei kupos. Ultimately, again, this is the same case as the two boxes. What's the case of the two boxes? Disnan, shtei kupos, right? If you have two boxes, acha shel chulin va'acha shel truma. One, ultimately, again, that has chulin and one has truma. V'lifnei'en shnei se'in, and in front of them, you have two containers, right? So is a container that holds a saw, right? You have two containers that are both filled with produce, acha shel chulin va'acha shel truma. Ultimately, again, one is filled with chulin, one is filled with truma. V'naflu elu l'soch elu, and then ultimately, again, what happened? The contents of the containers ultimately fell into the boxes. Now, again, the issue is, I don't know which fell into which box. Mutarin. Ultimately, the chulin is mutar. Why? Shani Omer, chulin l'soch chulin naflu, utruma l'soch truma naflu. Because I assume that the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin. So the Gemara says, one second. The Gemara wants to suggest over here, same thing with the mice. Let's assume that the mouse that had chametz went into the home that wasn't checked, and the mice that had matzah ultimately went into the home that was checked, which the Gemara says, one second. How can you say that? Emer da'amin and shani omer. When could we say that we assume that each type fell into the other type? Rabbi say Yud Amud Aleph, B'Truma D'Rabbanon, B'Chametz D'Raisa Mi'aminon. So ultimately, again, we're talking about the case of Truma B'Zman Hazeh. Truma in this time contemporarily is D'Rabbanon. Would we automatically say that same thing ultimately again by Chametz? To which the Gemara says, one second, Atu B'Dikas Chametz D'Raisa. Ultimately, again, is B'Dikas Chametz Adin D'Raisa. No, D'Rabbanon he. Right, B'Dikas Chametz is a D'Rabbanon. Why D'Raisa? Bebitl ba'al masagi. Because remember again, midaraisa, bitl is enough by itself. We've seen this concept before. The midaraisa, as long as you go ahead and you make the chametz onerous, that's enough. Therefore, the din of bedika ultimately again is a dirabanan. So because it's a dirabanan, you could assume in the same case as, oh, we have the two piles, one of chametz, one of matzah. Ultimately, two mice, two homes. One that was checked, one that wasn't checked. The two mice, each one goes into a different home. We could assume that the mice that took the chametz went into the home that was not checked. And ultimately, again, the mouse that took the matzah, went into the home that was checked. Similar to the case, ultimately, again, of the two baskets of produce, or the two baskets of produce that fall into two other baskets, we could assume that chulin falls into chulin and truma falls into truma. All right, so I'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.